707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Boarding, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Glad to have you along. Also, Leetta, you'll talk to her when you call 343-0106. All right, it is Election Day. We'll talk about some of the changes out there today as you go to vote. First, though, we'll do the numbers here on coronavirus, as it has been a story nationally with increasing cases, but the South and West have had, unfortunately, setting high numbers day after day.
Yeah, they are. Nationally, Sean, we're now at 3.35 million total positive cases of coronavirus, and just over 128,000 have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, 58,000 cases were reported, and there were right around 722,000 tests reported nationally, which puts the positivity rate for yesterday right around 8.1%, which is closer to the number that we had been averaging prior to the spike over the last couple of weeks. Only 327 deaths reported in America yesterday. The seven-day average is up to 722 deaths per day. Now, 1 month ago, the seven-day average was 713 deaths per day. So we've seen this massive increase in number of new cases, but the actual average daily death rate is basically unchanged from 1 month ago. Now, that may change over the next few weeks, but right now, that's the numbers that we're looking at. And there have been over 41 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. Looking at our state of Alabama, 54,768 confirmed cases in the state, and 1,096 have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, there were 1,860 cases added for Alabama. That's the second most in one day, behind last Thursday's high of 2,164 new cases. So the seven-day average is at a high of 1,485 cases per day. The two-week average also at a new high of 1,292 cases per day. There were three deaths reported in Alabama yesterday after 51 were reported over the weekend. The weekly average has spiked up to 16 deaths per day, while we're averaging 14 per day over the last 2 weeks. And there were 8,000 tests reported yesterday. We're averaging right around 9,000 COVID-19 tests per day over the last week and 2 weeks. Also, over the last week, 16% of those test results have been COVID positive, while over the last 2 weeks, 14.3% of the test results have been positive. On the local level, Mobile County added 157 new cases yesterday with zero new deaths. That brings the total to 5,061 positive cases, with 140 that have died in Mobile County due to COVID-19. Baldwin County added 64 new cases and zero new deaths. Their numbers now stand at 1,341 cases with 11 deaths. Washington County has 152 cases with 9 that have died. Clark County, 323 cases with 6 deaths. Monroe County, 268 cases with 3 deaths. Kanaka County, 238 cases with 8 deaths. Escambia County, 512 cases with 8 deaths. Choctaw County, 220 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County, 315 cases with 8 deaths. And looking at the three counties that have been hit hardest by the pandemic in Alabama, Jefferson County continues to see their numbers rise. They added 266 new cases yesterday, the second most of any county in the state. Also, zero new deaths for Jefferson County, but they now have 7,012 positive cases, about 2,000 more than the next county, which is Mobile County. And they also have 170 deaths, which is 30 more than Mobile County. Montgomery County added 52 new cases yesterday and zero new deaths. They now have 4,599 positives, with 112 that have died. And Madison County added the most new cases in the state yesterday with 267. Madison about to pass Tuscaloosa County for the fourth most number of cases in the state.
All right, Dalton, with that update, also today, Election Day, polls are open now, and there are going to be some changes there. Hopefully you've made sure you know where you're going to vote, because there was some change in that in some cases. Mm-hmm. My case not, but in other people where you went, and you can go to that alabamavotes.gov and plug in your name, your last name, your birthday, and the county you live in, and it'll tell you to make sure you're going to the right place. But also today, so masks are... It's interesting. Masks are required by the city ordinance, but state law supersedes that. So if you don't want to wear a mask, you don't have to today. They can't make you, although they will have masks to offer you. They're also mentioned the pens are going to be one-time use only, so you might as well bring your own pen to fill in your Scantron today.
I think that's a pretty good rule of thumb during this entire pandemic. I've been basically taking my pen everywhere for whenever you have to sign anything, but especially for today, so that we don't waste pens out at the polling site, and also, you know, that you've got your own pen in hand.
That's right. So I got a, by the way, too, I got a question on things you would loan somebody or not in just a second. So polls open till 7. Of course, reminder here, too, if you voted in March, so if you voted in March in the primary, you can only vote for that party. Like if you voted in the Republican primary, you can only vote in the Republican primary runoff. Democrat, same thing. So make sure you know that you can't jump. If you did not vote, you can. You can pick the ballot you want.
It's interesting this year because it's been so long since that initial primary voting that there might have been people that have jumped sides since then. It's been like 8 months, but keep that in mind.
I mean, I'm just thinking back to even the polling, like when we had the back at the end of November of 2019 that we had the AL1 Republican primary debate. It seems like a couple lifetimes ago since then. And, of course, today, a lot of people on the Republican side, you'll be looking at Jerry Carl versus Bill Hightower in that runoff. Also, the Republican Senate runoff, if you've heard about it, Jeff Sessions versus Tommy Tuberville. Wonder if Sessions will buck the conventional wisdom and win out today, or is this Tommy Tuberville's day to win? And it's really his first entree into politics. He flirted with the governor's race, but he didn't ever do it. This is his first real entree in this. Does he win today?
Yeah, and Alabama's kind of getting their day in the spotlight with national media. You know, usually, or maybe not usually, but a lot of times when we're in the spotlight, it's for bad things where, the national media and Americans are kind of looking down on the state. But this time, it's all about the Senate race. Lots of people in the national media talking about Sessions and Tuberville today.
Yeah, also, if you haven't looked at it yet and looked at your sample ballot, of course, we'll run through this here just for you to know. So for the Republicans for Baldwin County and for Mobile County, you're looking at Sessions Tuberville, Carl Hightower, and for the Court of Criminal Appeals, Judge Place 2, Beth Kellum, and Will Smith. So that's for the Republicans. For the Democrats, of course, you have a AL1 Democrat primary runoff as well between James Averhart and Keani Gardner. Also for Democrats have their for Member of State Board of Education, District Number 5, Fred Bell versus Tanya Chestnut. So that's on the list of the few things you'll vote on today. Shouldn't take you long, and grab your own pen when you go in there. They got the plexiglass. They'll offer you a mask if you don't have one, but you don't have to wear it. And I mentioned, I'd just ask you this question. In the coronavirus world that we live in now, would you, if somebody asked you to borrow their phone, you talked about the pen, would you, y'all hit us up on the text line at 343-0106. If you're somewhere and somebody says, man, I just need to make a call, or can I borrow your phone for a second?
For me, it depends. Is it an emergency? And I would have to ask them what that emergency is. Normally, I would just give my phone up, let somebody make a call.
Yeah.
Not in today's climate. And even here around the offices, we're normally sharing videos and want to show pictures of kids and stuff like that.
Yep.
I've noticed that no one takes your phone from you anymore. You have to just kind of hold it in front of their face.
That's right. That is true. We don't hand it over. So, I don't know, would you loan somebody your phone out there? The next question here when it comes to the fight of coronavirus is schools and getting the kids back. World Health Organization says the priority is wrong when it comes to reopening schools, as the two largest school districts in California announcing they're going to remain closed. Jim Roop from Westwood One with more.
Frustrated, the WHO's Dr. Mike Ryan says the wrong people are focusing on the wrong thing.
We can't turn schools into yet another political football in this game.
He says schools can reopen safely if politicians concentrate on simply suppressing the virus.
Yes, there is an issue around how much and to what extent children participate in transmission. There are real issues around how schools can be reopened safely. But the best and safest way to reopen schools is in the context of low community transmission that has been effectively suppressed by a broad-based comprehensive strategy.
He says suppression on the community level has been pushed down the priority list when it should be the driving factor for everything instead of a single-minded focus.
We can't move from let's deal with the schools and then we all deal with that for a week or two and then let's deal with the workplace, or then let's deal with infection in hospitals or long-term care facilities. This is playing whack-a-mole. We have got to focus on a comprehensive, long-term strategy that focuses on everything at one time. We've got to chew gum and walk at the same time, and we keep pulling ourselves down various rabbit holes.
Well, the new school year will begin in August. It will not start with students at school facilities.
Austin Buettner, superintendent of California's largest school district and the second largest in the nation, is defying President Trump's demand to reopen schools this fall.
The health and safety of all in the school community is not something we can compromise.
The San Diego Unified School District, the second largest in California, also keeping campuses closed when school starts next month. The WHO's Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove says there is just not enough data about how children transmit the virus.
Children do seem to be less affected, but they can be infected, and that is important.
She says, again, focusing on measures that suppress transmission of the virus on a community level will enable schools and everything else to reopen during the pandemic safely. I'm Jim Rope.
Sadly, there's a big full measure of politics being thrown into this question about getting kids back into school. There's what science says about the children not being big transmitters of the coronavirus. At the same time, their school system saying they're going to stay shut down. You look at the situation in Alabama. We're talking about next month, y'all, getting those schools back open and kids back in there. We have more stats coming up in just a little bit on that. They've done some national polling and breakdown of Americans and their feelings on it. Plus, we'll get your take on it as well. 7:18 on the way in sports.
Well, the SEC athletic directors met yesterday about the upcoming 2020 football season. I'll let you know what Greg Sankey had to say to Paul Feinbaum yesterday. And also big news for the Georgia Bulldogs. They've got another quarterback in the stable. I'll tell you who coming up next.
This information update brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. For the people.
Hurt? Dial #529 on your cell. #law, that's all.
Your trust in us means the world to me. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Polls are open today for a runoff election in Alabama featuring some high-profile races in Alabama's 1st Congressional District. Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl and former State Senator Bill Hightower are looking for the Republican nomination for the House of Representatives. The winner of that race will face either Democrat James Averhart or Dr. Keani Gardner in November. Plus, former Attorney General and Senator Jeff Sessions is looking for the Republican nomination to regain his old seat in the Senate. He faces former Auburn coach Tommy Tuberville for the chance to meet incumbent Democratic Senator Doug Jones in November. Complete election coverage when the polls close on WKRG News 5. Fairhope City Council President Jack Burrell announced he and two of his family members have tested positive for COVID-19. He says they're all feeling fine and are self-isolating. And Mobile Metro Jail's warden has also tested positive for COVID-19. The jail has become a local hotspot. 72 inmates and 44 Metro Jail employees have been diagnosed, and one medical assistant died since the pandemic began. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey Gulf Coast, Greg Halliday here with Kobe Subaru. If a staycation is part of your summer plans, let Kobe Subaru help. With the Go Anywhere Crosstrek, the luxurious Legacy, or audacious WRX, Kobe Subaru is the place to start. With these vehicles having rates as low as 0%, now is the perfect time to buy. Qualified buyers can put their first payment off till fall and enjoy the summer. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Industry leader UniFirst is committed to supporting Gulf Coast frontline workers and salute folks across this great country working hard, caring for our neighbors, and keeping our economy strong. UniFirst supplies hygienically clean workwear and facility services, as well as masks, hand sanitizer, disinfectants, and cleaning supplies. These critical products ensure our community has a healthy experience and environment. Learn how UniFirst can help you present a professional image and provide a safe work environment. Visit unifirst.com today.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
7:21 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football news, the Big Ten and Pac-12 conferences announced last week that they plan to play conference-only schedules this fall. Now, all eyes are on the Southeastern Conference. Yesterday, the SEC athletics directors met together in person for the first time since the SEC men's basketball tournament in March. The ADs reportedly heard from members of the SEC's Return to Activity and Medical Guidance Task Force. They also discussed the preseason calendar, their fall sports schedule, and current COVID-19 testing procedures. After the meeting, SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey joined the Paul Feinbaum Show right here on FM Talk 106.5.
The trends are not what we desired, not what we had experienced a bit earlier in the summer, very much in the wrong direction, and that's problematic.
Sankey later said a decision on whether to play a conference-only schedule will likely come later this month.
What we've identified is an opportunity in late July for an important check-in to see what our public health reality is. So that's one big picture element. We were told from the beginning, take as much time as possible, you'll make better decisions.
Sankey also told Feinbaum that the scheduling decisions from the other Power 5 conferences will not impact the SEC's decision, except for the scheduled games that end up being canceled, and that the league will be watching closely to see whether COVID-19 cases and hospitalization trends improve. The SEC did not have any games scheduled against Big Ten teams, but they did have two games scheduled against Pac-12 teams. The Alabama Crimson Tide were scheduled to open their 2020 season against USC, and Texas A&M was scheduled to play against Colorado. The athletic directors also reportedly discussed best practices for ensuring a healthy environment at athletic events for student-athletes, coaches, officials, staff, and fans. Great news for Georgia Bulldogs fans on Monday as the NCAA granted USC transfer quarterback JT Daniels a waiver to play immediately in 2020. Daniels posted on social media thanking the NCAA for giving him immediate eligibility. Daniels has three seasons remaining of eligibility after appearing in 12 games during his time at USC. If there is a season this fall, Daniels will compete with Wake Forest transfer Jamie Newman for the right to replace Jake Fromm as the starting quarterback. In his 12 appearances as a freshman with USC, Daniels threw for 2,672 yards with 14 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. In golf news, PGA Tour officials announced yesterday that the remainder of the season will take place without spectators. And in NBA news, Houston Rockets star point guard Russell Westbrook said Monday that he has tested positive for COVID-19. 724 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. The 2017 tax law greatly increased the exemption for the estate tax, meaning wealthy people can pass on more than $11 million to their heirs tax-free. The higher limit expires in 2026, but the IRS has said that people who give away more than $11 million while they're alive can do so tax-free, even if they die after the more generous limit decreases. That can amount to a great deal of estate tax savings for the heirs of wealthy people, if you're lucky enough to be one. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy again with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
My name is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign, and I'm asking you to vote for Jerry Carl on July 14th. Jerry's positive message of working together for a better future for all is being drowned out by a constant drumbeat of negative ads coming from the Club for Growth that is supporting Jerry's opponent. Everyone is sick and tired of these negative ads. Did you know that the Club for Growth is against the tariffs Trump put on China? Jerry rejects the Club for Growth's opposition to Trump's tariffs and their free trade philosophy at any cost to American companies and workers. If you want to support Trump, Jerry is the only candidate who has not taken a dime of outside special interest money as his opponent has done. A vote for Jerry Carl is a vote for an independent supporter of American companies and workers who stands against global interests for free trade, no matter who that hurts. Common Sense has trusted Jerry Carl for many years, and we believe he is the only choice for you on July 14th.
I'm Jerry Carl, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Still a good ride from 90, Halls Mill and Rangeline Road. From Airport and Schillinger to Dolphin, Moffitt, and Spring Hill at 65. Still no delays across the Bayway and heading into the downtown area. Deep South Speedway is racing this Saturday night with the Great American Bash. It was rained out 2 weeks ago. They'll have seven divisions of dirt cars running starting at 7 o'clock Saturday night. Find out more on Facebook. Look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk. 106.5 traffic.
All right, 727 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Got a picture here from Ben and Daphne. Number 16 at Daphne High School with steady flow coming in. Only one person not wearing a mask there. And you don't have to wear a mask. They cannot force you to wear a mask, but there will be masks available and they ask you to wear a mask, but they cannot force you. Also, grab your own pen. Grab your own pen. Makes it a little easier because they're doing one-time use on the pens. Might as well bring your own in there. And that way you know who's touched that pen.
Yeah.
Would you lend somebody a pen?
Also, who knows? It could be a good luck pen, you know?
It's true. It's true. Also, discussing schools, if you'll check out our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Do you feel safe sending your children back to school this fall? Vote online. Front page of our website, FMTalk1065.com. All right, we'll check in with WKRG for news headlines. Then Dr. Bill, walk us through the work week forecast and a look forward to the weekend.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Polls are open today for a runoff election in Alabama featuring some high-profile races in Alabama's 1st Congressional District. Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl and former State Senator Bill Hightower are looking for the Republican nomination for the House of Representatives. The winner of that race will face either Democrat James Averhart or Dr. Keani Gardner in November. Plus, former Attorney General and Senator Jeff Sessions is looking for the Republican nomination to regain his old seat in the Senate. He faces former Auburn coach Tommy Tuberville for the chance to meet incumbent Democratic Senator Doug Jones in November. Complete election coverage when the polls close on WKRG News 5. Fairhope City Council President Jack Burrell announced he and two of his family members have tested positive for COVID-19. He says they're all feeling fine and are self-isolating. And Mobile Metro Jail's warden has also tested positive for COVID-19. The jail has become a local hotspot. 72 inmates and 44 Metro Jail employees have been diagnosed and one medical assistant died since the pandemic began. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Conditions are worsening with the coronavirus in the United States. State and local leaders are reimposing restrictions to cut the spread. We get an update from correspondent Erica Hill.
California shutting down again as cases skyrocket. Houston's mayor asking the governor for a shutdown as an Army medical team arrives in the city to help deal with the surge in cases, now topping 30,000. The reality? A majority of the country is moving in the wrong direction. Florida reporting more than 15,000 new cases on Sunday, more than any state in a single day since the pandemic began. As cases surge in Georgia, Atlanta is moving back to phase one, which includes a stay-at-home order.
Los Angeles, San Diego, and Atlanta schools have all announced that they will start the fall semester of school with distance learning. 48 Florida hospitals say they no longer have any ICU beds available. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. U.S. inflation data for June is due this morning. Economists expect we'll see consumer prices picked up a little as gasoline prices increased, the economy reopened, and demand for goods and services rose. But inflation pressures will likely be unchanged, as in not much. In an interview with CNBC, Nobel Prize-winning economist Robert Shiller warns home prices could fall in cities across the country as coronavirus makes a lifestyle among crowds less attractive and employers increasingly embrace remote work. Shiller is the co-founder of the Case-Shiller Home Price Index. Four Weddings and a Funeral and Notting Hill director Richard Curtis and Disney heiress Abigail Disney among 83 millionaires calling for an increased tax on the wealthy to fund the coronavirus recovery. The group calls itself Millionaires for Humanity. Tech stocks including Amazon, Microsoft, and Facebook ended down more than 2% after gaining earlier in the day yesterday. The Dow was 10 points higher, but the Nasdaq lost 226. Futures are pointed higher. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor. Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And another warm start here. We're at 77 at our studios. Another hot one, I guess, today. That should be no surprise.
Yeah, it's going to be back up into the 90s. Looks like about 93 for this afternoon. Got to 95 yesterday, but we did pick up officially 1.62 inches of rain at the airport. And we're getting close now to 5 inches of rain at the halfway point for the month of July. Today, again, about 93 degrees with a heat index up around 107 for this afternoon. And we will see some scattered thunderstorms through the afternoon hours, and some of them may get into the very early evening. Now, tonight, becoming partly cloudy, and we'll see a low of about 75 or 76 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a good chance for afternoon thunderstorms, and the high tomorrow up around 92, perhaps 93 degrees. And that heat index at least up to 106 for tomorrow. The rest of the week, typical weather for the middle part of July. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mostly sunny, but then some scattered afternoon thunderstorms, and high temperatures will be in the lower 90s.
Although you're putting things in context, I don't know. I don't know if I could tell the difference once it's a heat index of over 100. But you said yesterday at New Orleans Airport, how hot did it get?
Yeah, they reached 99 degrees with a heat index of 119.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Also, let's talk tropics. What's going on out there? Anything you're watching?
Yeah, so far we're doing good. Most of the activity so far this year has been up north, at least starting off the East Coast and heading on up along the Gulf Stream. It's quiet right now, the Gulf of Mexico, and again, the Caribbean looks good. There's quite a bit of thunderstorm activity now over the tropical Atlantic, but in the eastern portion. So far, the development there has been brief, but as we move along now in July, we should start to see some of those tropical waves move to the west toward the Caribbean.
Is the Saharan dust still influencing that?
Yeah, it still is. Yeah, it still is, and it's dry air, and as long as that holds, we'll keep the hurricane activity down in the Atlantic. But eventually, I expect that dust pattern to dissipate, and we'll see things get back to normal as far as the Atlantic's concerned.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with the forecast. Of course, he does that hurricane thing quite well, PhD in tropical weather, and keeps his eye even on Saharan dust out there, which, who knew, Saharan dust helps mitigate, you know, the formation of hurricanes.
That was news to me.
I'll take it, man. I will take it. 7:38, we'll check traffic coming up. Dalton's got sports on the way. And you and I both talked about this during the break. Do I even add to this as everything's going on? Do I add that story about the squirrel in Colorado?
It has been a year already, and this makes it an even crazier year.
I'll give you details on that in just a second. Plus, Leanna just told us it's a National Nude Day.
Oh, good.
National Nude Day. Remember the story, though, from last week, I think I had, or the week before on the show. Even the nudist colonies are requiring people to wear masks. They have issues there, and the nudists are mad they're getting mask tans.
You're crazy.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, 7:38. Be right back. Talking with my friend Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And I see a lot of people out there doing landscape fly by night, but I got to talk about this. Y'all have been installing landscapes for 16 years in our area. Obviously, you've got it figured out, and obviously, there's some longevity in those landscapes that y'all install.
Yeah, it probably starts with the quality of the design. We put a lot of effort in our quality of people, do a lot of training, and we do a pretty rigorous hiring process, but not only that, it probably goes down to the base of the landscape, which would be the soil and the soil prep. A lot of effort goes into what that soil is going to be like, where it comes from, the composition of it. And so we really see that as the foundation of the landscape. We're going to warranty it anyway, so we better get it right on the first time. And so that's probably a big key to our success.
So your foundation is in the soil.
That's right. All from right. The ground up.
Tell folks how to get more information.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, no problems from Daphne, Spanish Fort, and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Light traffic from the 1065 splitting through Theodore and Tillman's Corner. At Sarah, they've got a few minor fender benders off Industrial Parkway, but nothing slowing you down. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Throne Rolls, Highway 59 and Foley, got you covered for lunch today. Pork chops, roast beef, their meatloaf and shrimp dinners, and all their free pass arounds. Okra, fried potatoes, and what they're known for. All the Throne Rolls you can catch. 20 minutes south of I-10 on Highway 59 and Foley, it's Lambert's Cafe. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:41 FM Talk 106.5. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Glad to have you along. Dalton saw this text here. Because of the ballot, they make you use the pen they give you to vote with. Some of you just voted. Hmm. But we were told you could bring your own pen. Ah, yes, Election Day confusion out there. As we always have questions during Election Day, but during a pandemic, it's a little different. So we'll figure it out. Just put the pen in your pocket. If they let you use it, cool. If not, you'll use the one, I guess, provided the single-use pen. Also, this story we mentioned earlier. So the Redskins story, mm-hmm. or whatever, they're the team without a name now.
The Washington Blanks.
The Blanks, right, are looking for their next name. And this is one of these situations where maybe if you're Dan Snyder, you should have probably done some buying of trademarks and websites and all that stuff ahead of time before you got in this discussion, because it looks like now, Dalton, what, that somebody's gone out and bought possible names for that team?
Yeah, so Snyder and the organization announced yesterday that they are changing their name from the Redskins, and you would expect that at the same time, they would announce the new name of the team. They said they want to keep the burgundy and gold colors. And the new head coach, Ron Rivera, said he'd like to see a military theme with the team name. But they didn't announce the new team name yesterday. And apparently, that's because this guy from Virginia, Philip McCauley, a realtor from Alexandria, went ahead and bought the trademarks to basically any name that the Redskins could have chosen. Now, there are some odds out there for what the next team name will be. Right now, the Red Tails or the Red Clouds are the current favorites. Now, Red Tails, I think, is a cool name. Tuskegee Airmen.
Of course, Alabama linked to it.
Yeah, I would rather Alabama had a pro team named the Red Tails,
but
it'd still be cool if Washington went that direction. But this realtor apparently bought up the names. He bought Washington Red Tails, Washington Red Wolves, Washington Tribe, Monuments, Veterans. He bought basically every
the pandas.
Single, he bought
pandas.
And I saw some people saying they need to be the Trash Pandas.
Yes.
Steal the name from Rocket City. But, yeah, he went ahead and bought every name that the Redskins could have possibly chosen. You'd think that this Dan Snyder, who has, you know, billions of dollars and apparently a pretty smart businessman, they would have thought ahead and went ahead and bookmarked some of those trademarks to use for later date. But now they have to delay the naming of the new team because I guess this guy bought the trademark to one of the names that they're planning on using.
Wonder how much if he's going to get him a big check. They'll say we want, you know, and he'll hand it over for X number of dollars.
Yeah, what will he ask for? You know, he went ahead and bought websites also, I guess, so that he could claim those names. But you look at the odds: Red Tails, Warriors has pretty good odds. The Washington Warriors, Washington Presidents, Washington Monuments actually has a pretty good odds right now. But I don't see in this climate, as people continue to tear down statues and monuments, that they would go in that direction. Washington Americans, I don't know. Do you have a favorite out of any of those? Washington Generals, which are synonymous with losing, by the way.
Do not make it the Washington Generals.
No, I think that's problematic because every time they lose, they'll say, well, it's another day against the Globetrotters. The Washington Generals have lost again.
Yeah, I can't believe they'll do the Generals. All right, 745 FM Talk 106.5. Which one do you think it might be? Hit us up on the text line at 343-0106. And also, online opinion poll question on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Do you feel safe sending your children back to school this fall? Vote online, front page, FMTalk1065.com.
Headed to the beach? Stop by Allegri Farm Market to fill your ice chest with the freshest fruit and veggies of the season. Just pick from a farm right down the street. Enjoy a crisp, cold watermelon when you come in from the sun. Sweet silver king corn, tomatoes, colorful peppers, and juicy citrus at prices the big stores can't match. The sweet taste of summer awaits you at Allegri Farm Market, Highway 181 at County Road 64 in Daphne.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
When your car breaks down, you call a local mechanic, right? Well, when your computer system breaks down, you need to call the local experts at Tech Solution. Tech Solution is the choice for managed IT service, networking, computer repair, and cybersecurity. TechSolutionLLC.biz is your solution to getting back in business fast. Call Tech Solution before the next crash happens and save your business time, stress, and money. Find them at TechSolutionLLC.biz or on Facebook. That's TechSolutionLLC.biz.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Polls are open today for a runoff election in Alabama featuring some high-profile races in Alabama's 1st Congressional District. Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl and former State Senator Bill Hightower are looking for the Republican nomination for the House of Representatives. The winner of that race will face either Democrat James Averhart or Dr. Keani Gardner in November. Plus, former Attorney General and Senator Jeff Sessions is looking for the Republican nomination to regain his old seat in the Senate. He faces former Auburn coach Tommy Tuberville for the chance to meet in incumbent Democratic Senator Doug Jones in November. Complete election coverage when the polls close on WKRG News 5. Fairhope City Council President Jack Burrell announced he and two of his family members have tested positive for COVID-19. He says they're all feeling fine and are self-isolating. And Mobile Metro Jail's warden has also tested positive for COVID-19. The jail has become a local hotspot. 72 inmates and 44 Metro Jail employees have been diagnosed, and one medical assistant died since the pandemic began. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
Good morning, 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football news, the Big Ten and Pac-12 conferences announced last week that they plan to play conference-only schedules this fall. Now all eyes are on the Southeastern Conference. Yesterday, the SEC athletic directors met together in person for the first time since the SEC men's basketball tournament back in March. The ADs reportedly heard from members of the SEC's Return to Activity and Medical Guidance Task Force. They also discussed the preseason calendar, their fall sports schedule, and current COVID-19 testing procedures. After the meeting, SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey joined the Paul Feinbaum Show right here on FM Talk 106.5.
The trends are not what we desired, not what we had experienced a bit earlier in the summer, very much in the wrong direction, and that's problematic.
Sankey said that a decision on whether to play a conference-only schedule will likely come later this month.
What we've identified is an opportunity in late July for an important check-in to see what our public health reality is. So that's one big picture element. We were told from the beginning, take as much time as possible, you make better decisions.
Sankey also told Feinbaum that the scheduling decisions from the other Power 5 conferences will not impact the SEC's decision, except for the scheduled games that end up being canceled, and that the league will be watching closely to see whether COVID-19 cases and hospitalization trends improve. The SEC did not have any games scheduled against Big Ten teams, but they did have two games scheduled against Pac-12 teams. The Alabama Crimson Tide were scheduled to open their 2020 season against USC, and Texas A&M was scheduled to play against Colorado. The athletic directors also reportedly discussed best practices for ensuring a healthy environment at athletics events for student-athletes, coaches, officials, staff, and fans. Great news for Georgia Bulldogs fans on Monday, as the NCAA granted USC transfer quarterback JT Daniels a waiver to play immediately in 2020. Daniels posted on social media thanking the NCAA for giving him immediate eligibility. Daniels has 3 seasons remaining of eligibility after appearing in 12 games during his time at USC. If there is a season this fall, Daniels will compete with Wake Forest transfer Jamie Newman for the right to replace Jake Fromm as the starting quarterback. In his 12 appearances as a freshman with USC, Daniels threw for 2,672 yards with 14 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. While the college football season is at risk of not being played this year, preseason award watch lists are still being released. Yesterday, the Bednarik Award watch list was released, and 11 SEC players were good enough to make the cut. The Bednarik Award is given annually to the nation's top defensive player. Ohio State's Chase Young won the award last season. The last SEC player to win the award was former Kentucky pass rusher Josh Allen back in 2018. There have been six SEC players that have won the award. Allen, Alabama's Minkah Fitzpatrick and Jonathan Allen, LSU's Tyrann Mathieu and Patrick Peterson, and former Georgia Bulldog David Pollock. The 11 SEC defenders on this year's preseason watch list are Auburn linebacker K.J. Britt, Alabama linebacker Dylan Moses, and defensive back Patrick Surtain Jr., LSU defensive backs Jacoby Stevens and Derek Stingley, and linebacker Jabril Cox, Georgia defensive backs Eric Stokes and Richard LeCount, Missouri linebacker Nick Bolton, Tennessee linebacker Henry To'o, and Kentucky linebacker Jamar Watson. Also, Troy linebacker Carlton Marshall made the Bednarik preseason watch list. Marshall's entering his redshirt junior season with the Trojans after graduating from McGill Toulon right here in Mobile. In golf news, PGA Tour officials announced yesterday that the remainder of the season will take place without spectators. And in NBA news, Houston Rockets star point guard Russell Westbrook said yesterday that he has tested positive for COVID-19. 752 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy again with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942 built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. 1 and 2 bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable ready and include washer dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road, near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail, we're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions. 209-6114.
For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, still have accident-free conditions. No major delays across the Bayway. It's been a good ride. Again, 98 from Fairhope to Daphne, Spanish Fort from the Causeway all the way to Malbus and along I-10 to Loxley. No problems from the 1065 split heading northbound up towards Pritchard and Saraland. Alliance Roofing has been the most trusted roofer in the Mobile and Baldwin County area for over 26 years. Licensed, bonded, and insured from residential to commercial, they've got you covered. Always free estimates. Call 580-ROOF for Alliance Roofing. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, thank you, Kane. 755 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. More pen talk on the text line. So Lauren's saying on the text line, first of all, a study turned out in Bay Minette, and they told me the pen must be black ink.
Makes sense.
Black Ink. TK says, Sean, I was by myself at Hollinger's Island School this morning. Three choices on the ballot, fast and easy. Yes, I wore a mask. You receive a pen to use and keep. When I got back to the truck, one other voter was going in. Let's see. And this one just voted. The pens are provided, single use only. You take them with you or leave them in a provided receptacle. Social distancing requirements were expected, but nothing's slowed down or hindered anyone's voting. Just a heads up. Thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate y'all's updates. And we'll talk about these more, of course, next hour and during the midday show today. As you know, you go in and check it out. Voting during, you know, coronavirus voting.
Mm-hmm.
You mask and plexiglass and all those kind of things.
Yeah, you know, this day will actually, like so many days in 2020, it'll go down in history. You'll probably, if you go out to the polls, you'll remember voting in the pandemic. Maybe, I assume this is for the first time for most people that they voted
not
in a
voted,
pandemic.
I've not done a pandemic vote in
anybody
the past.
Vote back in 1919 or 1920? I don't know if that was an election year, 1920. But, yeah, how strange is it? You said there's going to be plexiglass out there and...
people said the streamline, I mean, everybody's reporting that it works well. Mm-hmm. Streamlined, it's been successful. So good. Good news. And I'll throw this in the mix. I feel bad about doing this, but I want you to know. Story out of Colorado, okay? Story out of KDVR-TV said health officials in one Colorado county are warning residents after a squirrel tested positive for bubonic plague.
Oh, my goodness.
Enough. Enough with this. Animal was found in the town of Morrison, Colorado, about 17 miles southwest of Denver. This is the first positive case of the plague in Jefferson County this year. That's Colorado, Jefferson County. Plague can be spread to humans and other animals through direct contact, including bites or through bites from infected fleas, and is caused by bacteria called Yersinia pestis. So, bubonic plague, or the Black Death, we used to call it, right?
Yeah. Do we have Black Death vaccines on hand?
I guess we do, but... So on top of all this other stuff, here we go. Bubonic plague in the mix out in Colorado. Oh, my gosh. All right. We'll be back. Hour number three next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Polls are open today for a runoff election in Alabama featuring some high-profile races in Alabama's 1st Congressional District. Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl and former State Senator Bill Hightower are looking for the Republican nomination for the House of Representatives. The winner of that race will face either Democrat James Averhart or Dr. Keani Gardner in November. Plus, former Attorney General and Senator Jeff Sessions is looking for the Republican nomination to regain his old seat in the Senate. He faces former Auburn coach Tommy Tuberville for the chance to meet incumbent Democratic Senator Doug Jones in November. Complete election coverage when the polls close on WKRG News 5. Fairhope City Council President Jack Burrell announced he and two of his family members have tested positive for COVID-19. He says they're all feeling fine and are self-isolating. And Mobile Metro Jail's warden has also tested positive for COVID-19. The jail has become a local hotspot. 72 inmates and 44 Metro Jail employees have been diagnosed, and one medical assistant died since the pandemic began. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors.